When an Irish lad named Frank Brown was 17, his uncle Robert gave him a camera. Frank fell in love with photography, and before long he was snapping that shutter everywhere he went. 15 years later, Frank was a teacher preparing to become a priest just like his uncle. One day he received a wonderful surprise in the mail, another gift from Uncle Robert. This time it was a once-in-a-lifetime treat, a ticket for a 2-day cruise on the maiden voyage of the RMS Titanic, first class. Frank traveled from his home in Dublin, Ireland, to London's Waterloo Station to board the Titanic Special. He rode the first-class passenger train, which left at 9:45 a.m. on Wednesday, April 10, 1912, heading for the port of Southampton, about 78 miles away. An earlier train for second- and third-class passengers had departed bright and early at 7:30 a.m. Frank reached the White Star dock at 11:30 a.m., just in time for the ship's noon departure. Like so many people that day, Frank could barely contain his excitement. Before him was a breathtaking sight, the largest and most luxurious ship the world had ever seen, a masterpiece of human engineering, class, and comfort. Not only that, she was safe. The Titanic, as everyone knew, was practically unsinkable. The Titanic was built in Belfast, Ireland, by the shipbuilding firm of Harland and Wolff, especially for the White Star Line Steamship Company. Although the airplane had been invented in 1903, it wasn't until the 1950s that regular transatlantic jet service became available. So in 1912, when the Titanic sailed, people were still relying on ships to cross the seas, just as they had for centuries. As the 20th century dawned, travelers wanted luxurious accommodations on board ships and reliability. The White Star Line aimed to give its customers the best and beat out its rival company, the Cunard Line, which had built its own new luxury liner, the Lusitania. The Lusitania was faster, while White Star's new Olympic class of ships would be designed for comfort first. White Star had been in the passenger ocean liner business since 1867, when Thomas Henry Ismay bought the firm. His son, J. Bruce Ismay, became managing director in 1904 at the age of 41. By 1912, White Star was part of a large American holding company controlled by the American financier J.P. Morgan. When the Titanic sailed, J. Bruce Ismay was on board. Along with being managing director of the White Star Line, he served as president of the parent company, International Mercantile Maritime Company, IMM. Ismay essentially worked for J.P. Morgan, one of the richest men in the world. Morgan had planned to go on the maiden voyage, but canceled at the last minute. In the end, Ismay may have wished he never went either. On July 31, 1909, White Star signed an agreement with Harland and Wolff to construct three sister ships, the Olympic, the Titanic, and a third to follow later. Originally to be called the Gigantic, this third ship was eventually named the Britannic. The Britannic sank in 1916, in even less time than the Titanic, after hitting a mine during World War I. White Star took enormous pride in its new Olympic class of ships. Not only were the ships spacious, they were designed to take advantage of all the modern technology of the early 20th century, combining luxury with stability. To meet the needs of travelers who wanted speed and reliability, as well as comfort, the powerful engines ensured that people arrived at their destinations on time. The Olympic was launched first, making her maiden voyage on June 14, 1911. Construction on the Titanic began March 31, 1909. Quality was important. The Titanic cost $7.5 million to build. This new ship would look very much like the Olympic, but would be slightly larger and have several new features, including specially decorated first-class staterooms and even a sidewalk café, the Café Parisien, with real French waiters. When the Titanic was registered on March 25, 1912, her weight was listed at 46,328.57 tons, just over 1,000 more than the Olympic. She was officially the largest ship in the world. The Titanic was scheduled to leave Belfast for her brief sea trials on Monday, April 1, 1912. High winds postponed the departure until the next morning. That meant one less day in Southampton to get everything ready, and there was a lot to do.